Nothing helping.
Dova be'itay ma'atayv. This week is Parshas Yisroi. So Aseres HaDibros. The title of the Shia is Halacha Shia. It's the first word of Aseres HaDibros. And Hilchas Talmud Torah. So Hilchas Talmud Torah sounds very appropriate to the week of Hakavodas HaTorah. What's the first word of the Luchas? Just to be makdim before we come into the Halacha de Kechelik. There's many people have the minhag when they write a sefer, the Miram is the name at the beginning of the sefer. The Rekecher speaks about this. So the Chazam Sefer says in Droshes that the Ribbono Shel did the same thing. When the Ribbono Shel started the Aseres HaDibros, he wrote the word Anoichi. Anoichi, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Hei Amad Aleph, what's the Rosh HaTevas of the word Anoichi? Anoichi is Rosh HaTevas, Ano Nafshi Kesivas Yehovas. That means that I wrote the Torah. That's Rosh HaTevas, the word Anoichi. So the Ribbono Shel Kivyoch was Miramas his name in the first letter of Aseres HaDibros. Lemaisa, there's a different pshat in this word Anoichi, which is negated to the Chelik Ta'aloch we're going to discuss now. That means that the Medrash says in the beginning of Parshas Truma that the Ribbono Shel Olam, normally when you sell something to someone, for example, if someone sells you a car, then it used to belong to Reuven, and now it belongs to Shimon. So Reuven's gone away, and now it belongs to Shimon. The Medrash, Vakantalosh, the Medrash, beginning of Parshas Truma, Kiviyochel Mimkarti Imo. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, I've sold myself together with the Torah. And the Kilekach Torah Sak Lechem is that Ribbono Shel Olam Kiviyochel has given himself over to us with the Torah. As we know, the famous Chazal, as Kudsh Brichu, we saw the Reis Echadu. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is his Deah, his Halachas, the words that he say are not in any way separated from him. It's all the same thing. And therefore, it's Ano Nafshi Kesivis Yehovis. Kiviyochel Ribbono Shel Olam himself has given himself over to us in a written form. And he gave us the Torah, then that is the Emes, one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this sounds like Divrei Haggadah, a very elevated Madregas. Where does it come? The Emes is, it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Talmud Torah, and Yeridea, Simei Reish Mem Vav, Siv Chof, Mechaber writes as follows, Le'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah, Afilu Shelo Lishma. Which seems very easy, to learn the Shelo Lishma, but isn't going to have very many different motives why he's learning. But Mechaber feels the Rishim, B'Torah Shelo Lishma, Bona Shema. And this is not a Milchus Tagadata, it's Halach Shulchan Aruch. So number one, you have to understand, what's Shelo Lishma, what is Lishma? Is it something which belongs only to Grace Abana Madregas? Is it something that can happen on a very simple level as well? And I was tempted to investigate this noisa because it is a very controversial issue, I will admit. The Welt knows that it's a machlokes b'emes between the chassidische with the litvische, there's a nefesh l'chaim, which without mentioning any names, he just says, Rov ha'olam, most of the world think A, and he brings three raya's to prove that it's not right. And it's a very controversial noisa, but it's rooted in Allah. Halacha Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber says, Yishelun Shelo Lishma, because through Shelo Lishma they come Lishma. Machlokes didn't start 250 years ago. There must be shittas in the Rishonim, and I wanted to know what's the roots of the issue. So, Vesiyata Rishmaya, Torah is very big, and you can look through the Rishonim. Lemaisa is the Gemoras. First of all, there's various Gemoras in the Shas that describe the Mailas of Dilim Torah Lishma. And the Gemara speaks very strongly in certain places. If you learn Shelo Lishma, it sounds like it's a terrible thing. For example, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, whoever does learn Torah Shelo Lishma, Noyach Loi Shelo Nivra, we bet he wouldn't be created. The Gemara says in Tanas Daf Zayin, whoever learns Torah Shelo Lishma, Nasis Loi Sam Hamoves, it becomes for him a Sam Hamoves, which is not a very a Gemara that we would think we would see, and how does that stem with this halacha of learning Shleisha to come to the Shema? So this Kash of Emes Tesis asks, Tesis in many places, in Shas, in Brochus, Daf Yud Zayin, Omid Aleph, Msochim, Daf Nun, Omid Aleph, Tane Zayin, Omid Aleph, Nozach, Omid Gimel, Omid Beis, Seitach, Omid Beis, Omid Beis, Tesis in 5 places, in Shas, asks this steel between the Gemaras. And the Chaya Odom, in Zakdoma, brings down this Noisa, and the answer is as follows. The point is, if you're learning, they say the famous joke by Emes that someone comes to Eilim Abba and ask him, "No, Rabid, start brachas that base on medalev. Start saying, nah, brachas. Chanush gleim. I got no gleim. Yeshiva shem meseches. I only learn the meseches and learn the yeshiva. Okay, no, start. Bokama. Abba was nezikin. Nah, the beginning of the meseches. And he starts saying, you know, the sugyas later, tzreiras, or the lomdish sugyas later on. Not a little well. Okay, no, start. So he starts again stumbling and muttering, and eventually says, you know what? You say Hashigal Torah and I'll freak up. You say Hashigal Torah and I'll freak up. So if that's the Mahalach that he's going with, look, Tosfos, if it's just Lekanter, if he's only learning Abita Shoyen, he doesn't know what he's talking about, then that's Taki Gefelech. And that the Gemara says, all the various things of Noach Lishle Libra of Chadoma. Oh, but if a person's attitude when he's learning is, but Emes, he wants to learn to become a mitzvah, no, he's got other motives of covered or other issues that he's involved in. Okay, so then eventually he'll get to the right level that he's meant to be getting to. That's not going to be called the Shalei Lishma, which Mechaber advises us to start learning from. For example, the Vakanta Nusach, the Vakanta Loshen Egle Tal writes in Akdomah that if a person enjoys learning, there's people started saying it's called the Tanish Lishma, it's a Goyse Issa, and he's very upset with them. He says, Avada, if a person learns with the Geshmak in his Besimcha, then it's a Tainug, it's a mitzvah itself. The Shoinim say this already, Egle Tal in the Rabbein Avrom and the Dorim, Dafnim Ches is the same thing. If a person learns Besimcha the Geshmak, then Avada, that doesn't take in any way, doesn't take away from Torah Lishma. So what is Torah Lishma? So number one, there's a Rishonim. There's three shittas in the Rishonim. There's a Rashi and Tanis. There's a Rambam. There's a Tosfos. And after we'll see the fourth shitta in the Kadmonim. The first shitta is a Rashi and Tanis daf Zayinum Da'alef. Rashi says four words. Kashe Tzivani Hashem Elikoi. He's learning because Rabbi Shimon told him to learn. And Rashi adds, V'loi k'dei likoris reb. He's not learning in order to get covered. Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Oilem writes the same thing. After learning Lishma, he explains what it means. The Hainu lemali rotzen Hashem, to fulfill the rotzen Rebbein Hashem, shiritzoyin l'shenidah to rotzen. If a person learns in order to know Torah, that is called Torah Lishma. And Pasha, that means, like I said in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Sim Samach, Sif Dalet, that a person should make a mitzvah, shichz kavani, should learn in order to mechaven, to make the mitzvah, the rise of Talmud Torah. Which is something which is very often forgot, because the person just learns sometimes because he thinks he has to learn. But he forgets a simple machshava. Mekayim now, we're learning Torah, Mekayim mitzvah, the rice of Talmud Torah, and we're learning the bunch of them. Now this Rashi is a very calming Rashi, because this is something which a lot of people can attain this Madriga. There was actually a Yid that wrote a letter to the Siatan Rebbe, and lived in Tel Aviv, and you see the worries of Amolag Yidin, and he said, he wrote to the Rebbe a letter, he's very bothered that he seems, feels he's learning Torah Shalei Lishma. So Rebbe told his Gabbah to write back this Rashi and Tanis. Write back this Rashi and Tanis as I am down if he can calm down. He's learning, while he's learning. Sometimes Fakir, someone has to give, he's got Shibudim, and he has to give a Shia something. And has to, sometimes it can be easier for Balabos to learn Torah Lishma than a Ragged Shia, because why else is he learning if not because of the mitzvah to learn Talmud Torah? Simply, Poshet, Pshat, Rishim said he should learn, and he's come to learn. That's Shittas Rashi. And the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, the last Perek Yud, he sets the target much higher, and he admits himself that it's a madriga not everyone can come to learn Torah and do mitzvahs lishma. And he says Torah lishma means that you only learn it from the avos adoin kol ha'aretz shetzivabo. Machshavas, you're burning with avos Hashem, and there's no other machshavas at all that's causing him to come and learn. No other pressures in the world, and that sounds like that it's more than just a simple Kavanah of Mrs. Shich's Kavanah for Nerechas and Masamach. We're talking about a high level. That's the Shittas Rambam. Tosfos in Psachim Daf Nun is also quite a fairly easy Madrega to be able to do. Tosfos says when a person learns Torah Lishma, it means that he learns Al Manos Lasis. He learns in order to keep. So it's very easy when you go to Shia Locha, especially if it's a practical Shia Locha, and you want to know Hilchos Shabbos, and you go to Shia Hilchos Shabbos. So according to Tosfos, that is called Torah Lishma. You're learning in order to know what to do. It's going to be more difficult when you're learning Agadat Gemara, as you're learning Sugyas which aren't Mamash Negei Halacha Lemaisa. So the Shlach Kodesh writes about this already, and he says that every single pasuk in the Torah you can learn Halacha Lemaisa, even if you learn about Kriyas Yamsuf, and the person is Oyedoch them to Yerushamayim, so therefore he can apply it practically, or even if he learns about things which give him a great Hasoga in Torah Mitzvahs, and that he applies on a practical level, as long as he's learning Amanos Tekayim, then he's learning Torah Lishma. These are the three shittas so far, the Rishonim shittas, Rashi, the Rambam, and Tosfos. The fourth shitta, this is a shitta from the Kadmonim, which the Bach speaks about in the Erechaim Semem Zayin, the Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, and the Tanya in Perikei brings this from the Arizal. And this is the Kavanah could be what the Nefesh HaChaim is discussing. This is the kavanah a person learns in order to be connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That means that the Bach says very, very clearly, a Moedik, a powerful Loshen, and it says that a person learns, he should be mechavan, to be mistabak in the Noisen HaTorah. The Bereshit gave us a Torah, and a person shouldn't just be concentrating on the fact that he's learning, not during learning, that's a whole issue by itself, as we'll come to that still at this time. But a person should know before he starts learning, through Torah, the Loshen is, Lishma Hainu Kudei Lekashe Nafshel Hashem Aladei HaSogis HaTorah. He should connect himself to the Bereshit Shel Olam through the Torah. And the Bach is the fascinating Bach in Mem Zayin. He explains with this Yisoid that the whole Churban came, it wasn't a punishment. He says when a person learns with Kavanah to be close to Hashem, so that brings the Shekhinah down on this world, and therefore it was Shaykh for the Beis HaMikdash to stand. Once Klal Yisrael didn't learn with this Kavanah, Memela the Shekhinah didn't come down this world, Memela it wasn't Shaykh for there to be a Beis HaMikdash. That means it wasn't a punishment. It was just a series that it was a consequence. Because there was no Shekhinah, therefore there was no Beis HaMikdash. But it started off with the fact that they weren't Mechavim before they started learning, that we're learning in order to connect ourselves with Hashem. And they bring the Chiddush HaRim used to learn, it brings that the Remendel Rimmel used to learn this Bach every single day. The Samoedic Bach, a person learns Torah a lot, to understand that the Emes, it's more than just learning and knowing the Halachas. There's a higher level in Torah, of which others say that this is included in Torah Lishma. So just be Mesakim, it comes out as follows. According to the Rashi and the Rambam, Torah Lishma is the Sibba why you're learning. Rashi says the reason why you're learning is Poshet V'Kayim the Mitzvah. The Rambam says you're learning because you're burning with Avas Hashem. And according to Tosfos and Arizal, the Pshat and Torah Lishma is not why you're learning, but what should be the Tetzah through your learning. According to the Tosfos, Torah Lishma means that Tetzah should be that you know what to do. That's what means Torah Lishma. And according to Arizal, the Tetzah of the Torah should be that you're learning in order to be connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, there is a Chasam Sofer and the Beis HaLevi at the end of Parashat Mishpatim. Chasam Sofer is in the Torah of that Gemara Daf Pei Aleph that discuss the Musag of learning not Lahalacha L'maisa, which means they explain as follows. Nasa Mishma means Nechayra, we should have only got one crown. Taka Parashat is by Mandari, we got two crowns, one for Nas, one for Nishma. Nechayra, we should have got one crown because you just learn in order to know what to do. There's no Tachlis Be'emes in the learning itself. It was Achana for the Mitzvah in order to know what to do. So they explain it's not like that. Nase, and then Nishma. After knowing what to do, after knowing Allah, there's still a Muslim of learning Torah. First, he learned the Sugi Baba Kama, which is, he's not even planning to be a Dain or a Chetimtsu, which doesn't even, it's not a practical Shaila. And the Gemara goes, all Arich is about it, he learned Yvamas. Most of the cases they have Tsoros with. There's many, many cases there that you could, even in a, you'll have to be a person has to be a major Baal Averit al Chasim with all these Krovim and afterwards to know if the person died. It's Kemat not Shaykh to Minagei Alamaisa. But the Rebbeinu Shem gave us this scenario, what would Halacha be? And that's become Torah. So there's a Musag of learning Torah, even if it's not going to be Lamaisa. So how does that stem with Tosfos? So it could be Tzishkin Stira, because Tosfos doesn't mean that Torah Lishma only means Halacha Lamaisa. Tosfos says, if you learn Halacha Lamaisa, that's also called Torah Lishma. So not necessarily Chazan Tzoyf and the Mesa Levi is a Stira at this Mahalach of Tosfos. Now, the issue coming, still a few minutes, let's just at least begin. Nefesh HaChaim has got various tainas on what the Velt says. He says that most of the world, he says as follows. Lishma ein perush le dveikus k'moshe sovim ata rov olam. Torah Lishma does not mean dveikus like most of the world think now. And he lists out three reasons to prove why this is not called, Lishma doesn't mean dveikus. Number one, he says, there's a famous Medrash, or the Melech, when he finished writing Tehillim, he asked the Ribbono Shel Olam that whenever someone says Tehillim, it should be considered as if they're learning the Goyim Ba'olus, as if they're learning the one of the most difficult Masechet in the Shas. So bring the Araya that if the whole Tachlis of learning Torah is Dveikus, when the person says Tehillim, it's the Gresta Dveikus, that Shaykh, his mamash connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam on a very high level. So why did he have to use to say that to him should be like Negoim Ba'olus. Elamai, Torah Lishma is Torah Lishma, nothing to do with Zvikas. That's his first raya. Second raya is, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, very famous more than the second period of Sukkah, he learned Kol HaTorah Kula, learned Niach, Mikra, Mishnah, Halachos, Vagodas, he learned everything. And the Gemara, the Medrash says in Mishlei, that lost love, the Bereshit was going to have a person, Uchel Ki HaTorah. So he said, if the Torah Shalom means the Vekos, so just learn the same Pasuk, Vayeshev Yitzchak Begra, learn, say that Pasuk again and again and again and again your whole life. So then you're going to have the rest of the Levadot Vekos. You're not going to have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Third time the Rechai Belozhin is that most of the time when a person is busy working out a sugya, learning Hilchas and Migu, learning all the different Shoshanogat Sapara, he's got more of it on his mind than Dvekas. He's thinking about bulls and oxes and people getting gored. The last thing he's thinking about is the Burnish Shalom Shas Meisters. How can you tell me that Toyel Shalom means Dvekas? Ad Kan Vol HaNagadosh. Now, I'm not, me and Niyamah needs to start coming to the Rechai Belozhin and start taking sides. That's not my noise over here. What I want to tell you is a Maravokim from someone at the times of Rav Chaim Belozhiner that explained what he meant slightly different than people think that he meant. This is a Sefer for the Mitzchak Isaac Chover, given the grace of Mekubel. This is from the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. And he says that this is not what people think it means. He's not coming to exclude the Mahalach of the Arizal that I mentioned before. Avada is a Mahalach in Torah Lishma, we saw from the Bach. That person should learn, you should think this of the version before he starts learning. What he means is that people thought that when they learn Torah, they were making Yechudim, with Shemus, with Kavonis. That's what he's come to exclude. And that's what he says very clearly, Pshat and Rechai Belozhin. This Rechai Belozhin is not coming to exclude the Mahalach of Arizal. But the Shaila is the various Tainas of what he just mentioned. So just to mention one of them, at least, let's start with one. This noisa, are you meant to be thinking while you're learning of the Ribbono Shel Olam? So that, the Baal Shem Tov himself writes, as that's not what you're meant to be doing. Now, there are maisas or tzaddikim that used to have a gabba, and I used to remind them in the middle of learning to think of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, I'll tell you a moshla I think that's nishkan stira. For example, if someone's going to a shia, so if I ask anyone here, do you have to concentrate on the fact that I'm speaking to you now? So that's not what you concentrate. The person listening to a Shia, he's listening to what's being said and he's understanding what's being said. The fact that there's a Maggid Shia there saying over the Shia, that's automatic because he sees him, he understands that he's there. Now if, for example, someone's writing notes, you wouldn't actually be watching him, but he's conscious on the fact that there's someone in the room giving a Shia. And he's well, fully aware of that. But that's not what he's concentrating on. He's concentrating on the actual Shia. So the word tzaddikin on the Madrega, Ashabis Hashem Negdi Somid, wasn't something that they had to start thinking about that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. It was a conscience mitzias that they lived with, that they were aware of, that they were, this is the diagram of tzaddikim, that they were lifnei Hashem, and they felt it with all the fibers of the body. It was a mitzias. Avada they were concentrating on learning the sugya, but that didn't occupy the mind. Now someone that's not on that level, and for him to start thinking of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's going to have to deviate from the tesis they're trying to figure out, then avada, it's enough for him to think about it before he starts learning. And the Sfarim write that clearly. The Baal Shem Tov himself says when a person starts learning, he's taught his emes in the Gemara, Leipata od mechaveya ele mitoich tva alocha, she mitoich kach zechreyu, he explains, mechaveya means michiburoi, the one that he's connected to. Zokte, Leipata od mechaveya, the person doesn't have a shus to disconnect himself from the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's connected to, only b'shas when he's learning. With b'shas when he's learning, you don't have to actually physically concentrate then on the fact of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Baal Shem Tov himself says this type in the Gemara. So now that's not a steer to these tzaddikim, because if they were on the level that it was a mitzias by them, then there's nothing to argue about. But on a simple level, the person thinks, like before a person writes the get, right, the shema, and it works for the whole time. The person in the Galadas, even once for always, gets used to the fact before he starts learning, number one is Mekame Mitzvah Deraisa, number two is learning in order to be close to Ribbono Shel Olam, and whatever he's learning is in order to be able to apply it, he can be Zeichet the Mekame Salocha of Shematoich Shalejah Balishma much easier than is generally thought as. People look at it as a very high Madrega, something that person can actually come to.
I don't know.